From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Today is March 11, 2026. Here are your top local stories. As a newly designated rural emergency hospital, Boulder City Hospital will no longer accept inpatient admissions. The hospital said on its website that it'll also conduct what it's calling mass layoffs of more than 70 staff members. Boulder City Hospital will continue operating its 24/7 ER, though it will have 50 or fewer beds. It's the first facility in Nevada to make this transition following cuts to Medicaid approved under the Trump administration's One Big Beautiful Bill. According to Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, the hospital lost half of its supplemental Medicaid revenue as a result. At the beginning of 2026, nearly 30% of rural hospitals in Nevada were at risk of closing. More than 40% have already had to forego some services. Nevada Attorney General Aaron Ford announced his intent to continue an antitrust case against entertainment company Live Nation. The U.S. Department of Justice and 40 states sued the company in 2024. On March 9th, the DOJ announced a settlement with Live Nation, which agreed to pay $280 million to states and consumers and limit service fees and exclusivity deals for its ticket service company, Ticketmaster. However, Nevada, 25 other states, and the District of Columbia have rejected the deal. Live Nation operates, manages, and programs Las Vegas venues such as Brooklyn Bowl and House of Blues, and produces several strip residency shows. The FDA has issued a recall on clams and oysters sold in 9 states, including Nevada, for possible norovirus contamination. The recall impacts raw oysters harvested by the Drayton Harbor Oyster Company, as well as Manila clams harvested by the Lummi Indian Business Council between February 13th and March 3rd. Though no illnesses have been reported in Nevada yet, the FDA advises consumers, restaurants, and retailers to immediately dispose of contaminated seafood. People who have symptoms of norovirus, primarily gastrointestinal, should contact their doctor for testing and isolate immediately. It's going to get warm in southern Nevada this weekend, much warmer than usual for March, with record-high temperatures possible. The National Weather Service says highs will reach the upper 80s Friday through Sunday, climbing into the low 90s on Monday. While those temperatures themselves are not dangerous, they can be harmful when they happen this early in the year because people are not acclimated, the Weather Service says. Las Vegas has already seen record-high temperatures this month. March 1st saw an 86-degree reading at Harry Reid International Airport, breaking the previous record of 82. February in Las Vegas was also the second warmest on record. With temperatures in southern Nevada warming faster than expected, the Southern Nevada Health District is starting its routine mosquito surveillance 1 month early. Environmental health staff have begun setting traps throughout the Las Vegas Valley to monitor mosquito populations and detect signs of mosquito-borne viruses. Traps are placed in parks, wash channels, wetlands, residential neighborhoods, and other potential breeding sites. Health officials are asking residents to remove any sources of standing water, including plant saucers, buckets, children's toys, and even bottle caps. In all directions from the Strip, tract homes with sharp-angled roofs and earthy paint schemes sprout from the desert by the dozen. Streets to nowhere snake through the dirt, ready for future homes. Wooden signs dot roadsides, advertising homes from the $300,000 for a townhome to more than $1 million for houses in the most desirable suburban neighborhoods. Housing costs have long been a potent political issue in expensive metropolitan areas like New York and San Francisco, but now the issue is emerging virtually everywhere. During the coronavirus pandemic, white-collar workers newly empowered to work remotely cashed out their equity in high-priced cities and bid up prices across Sunbelt cities like Las Vegas, Phoenix, Dallas, and Charlotte, North Carolina. At the same time, near-zero interest rates drove a wave of refinancing that left many existing homeowners with mortgage payments that now seem impossibly low. Almost 40 million people visited Las Vegas last year, and gamblers wagered $14 billion at Clark County casinos, according to the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. The steady flow of people and cash continues to attract newcomers with the promise of a good job and an affordable home. You can find the full story at knpr.org. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.